joined now by Mark Bower after the 2-0 home defeat to Stalybridge Bridge Celtic. Mark, disappointing performance, disappointing result. Had to pick out the positives of that.
Yeah, not many positives at all, really. It was, you know, up until they scored, I felt it was a typical what you expected, them sitting really deep and looking to hit us on the counter-attack and play for set piece. And I thought we started okay, you know, got in some good areas, created a few openings, but then once we gave a terrible goal away, punt from the back, flicked on, and he's through on goal. And then the red card, obviously, once you're behind and we're 10 men, you know, we've seen this season when we've been in front with 10 men, we've done really well. It's a completely different ball game than when you're behind with 10 men. And we were caught out a few times on the break. It could have been one or two more. The efforts we had in the second half, you know, OJ's gone close to one, Gav gone close to one, just not really our day. Really poor performance from us. It's one that we've got to bounce back. You know, I just spoke to Liam Watson briefly there, who's won this league a couple of times, and he said it happens. You know, he came here with Telford last year and got beat 6-1, but they went on to be successful. So, got to take it on the chin. I think maybe, got to look at myself in maybe one or two players that were 50-50 to play today. Maybe with hindsight now, we should have probably changed it around a little bit more. But, you know, they said to us they were fit and wanted to play. And when we'd played well in the last two games with this team, you kind of want to keep that momentum against the side, you know, towards the bottom of the league. You're thinking, let's, you know, another 3 points with Boston Tamworth playing each other. We could really strengthen our position. But looking back, maybe we should have freshened it up. But, you know, lads are desperate to play. They want to put the shirt on, but... You know, looking at a few performances, I thought we looked a bit leggy. I thought we looked like we had players who'd been coming back from injury that probably two games in 3 days were just a little bit too much for us as the game wore on.
So the main issue then, the frequency of the games, this is our third game in 6 days.
Yeah, I don't think it helped, but there's no, you know, the reason we lost the game is because we made bad decisions and we didn't defend well enough. You know, we gave the ball away in bad areas and didn't defend. You know, that's nothing to do with tired legs. I think it just was a factor in maybe, you know, the performance at the other end of the pitch going forward and trying to create all. Having said that, with 10 men, when you're 1-0 down against a side that, you know, well drilled and you know, in a bit of form as well, to be fair, it was always going to be difficult. But no, the lads that went out, no matter how, you know, how many games we've played recently or anything like that, should have performed better. They know it, I know it. But we've got to bounce back. We've got a derby game next week to look forward to and you know, just try and cement that place.
When Brooksby went off in the second half, is he one of the players who's struggling then? And what's the early prognosis?
Wayne took a knock on early on Saturday and... you know, woke up yesterday morning with it. Saw me, we were unsure on him, but he's, you know, said it's much better today and turned up and played. But probably just not quite right. And you know, you've got to be on top of your game, because if you're not at this level, we've seen it all season. Teams at the bottom can beat teams at the top. But yeah, I thought there were a few of the players today just looked a bit like that. And credit to them. I think that first goal was vital. Once they got the first goal on a Bank Holiday Monday game, can often be telling with playing two games in such a short space of time. It allows you to sit back a bit, and they did that well. Sat back, soaked it up, and hit us on the break and created other openings throughout the game.
It just makes next Saturday's game as Bradford Park Avenue all the more important. It's a tough place to go. They're in good form, and it's a tough stadium to play in, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, it's not going to be easy there. It's never an easy place to go. And obviously they beat us a couple of months ago. You know, since then we've been on a decent run. We've looked strong defensively, putting some good performances, probably not quite got the wins that we deserved. Only lost the one at Charlie where we'd played really well. So since that game we've been doing well. Today's a setback. Hopefully it's an eye-opener to everyone that, you know, we can't afford to let standards slip whatsoever. We've got to be right on top of our game, because you can so easily slip down. It's a lot harder to get back up. You know, I can stomach it once, maybe. I think it's the first time in a while that we've put in a performance like that. It can't happen again now. We're on the run into the end of the season. We've got to bounce back from what is a really disappointed dressing room and disappointing performance.
Thanks, Mark.